This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Meg Ryan, Richard Gere, Michelle Pfeiffer, Rupert Grint. Small. Here comes Hayes and Sean.
Just to finish the story. So then it's me, it's Miss Sloan.
Miss Sloan.
Yeah. Madeline Elizabeth Sloan, but only her mom ever called her Madeline. We all just call her Liz.
Yeah.
Or Miss Sloan.
We've all seen the movie.
Yeah.
We all know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just telling a story about my friend Miss Sloan. And so, you know, that nefarious Senator Sperling,
the who's just senator. A total
weasel, and is completely for sale, is sort of, willing to vote for the bill with one hand and choke it with the other by bringing this fraud case against Miss Sloan and I.
Yeah, but here comes Miss Sloan.
Yeah, and Miss Sloan has this kind of philosophy about what a lobbyist does and how the secret really is that you play your trump card right after the other guys played his.
Oh, well, I'm just going to put my mic down because I got to know what happens.
Well, we're face to face with Sperling. And I'm feeling like we're in real trouble. Because she's made this filing error with this Thailand palm oil bill that essentially amounts to bribery.
I'm just picking my mic up to say, keep going. I'm not going to stop. Don't worry about me stopping you because I got to know what Miss Sloan's going to do.
Yeah. And, of course, the in-house counsel for this little boutique lobbying firm that we work for, not like those guys over at Waterman and Kurtz, you know, our old firm, where the main guy is Sam Waterston, and then the main name of the partner is Waterman, but his name in the movie is neither. So anyway,
His name in the movie is not Sam Waterston or Waterman.
No.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what it was. It's not even his agenda. It's Sanford. You know, he's the guy who's the head of the gun lobby. So, ultimately, what I realize is she's intentionally misfiled these papers.
I knew she did it on purpose.
Yeah. And I go, oh, wow. She even kept me in the dark. Me, one of her closest friends. Yeah. And one of the one main girl who had sort of gone to the other side.
Yes, Miss Sloan's former friend.
Yes, is still her friend.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names. And the red carpet linebacker callers of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
We're doing Vulture Fest again.
We're back. We couldn't stay away.
These chairs.
That's what it is. For me, Hesa, do you want to get on a 6-hour flight to do an hour-long show?
Yeah.
And I said, will they have those chairs?
For me with the chairs, they're a little high. My feet will slowly descend over the course of the show, just kind of like drip. My legs will sort of drip down to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
What I need maybe is a trade with someone in the audience.
So you want someone in the audience's chair and you want them to sit on a big tall chair?
Wouldn't that be a thrill?
Maybe
for
somebody
in the audience?
Front row.
Yes.
Then has a big tall chair.
Yes. Can someone bring me a big tall, like, no, I'm sorry, a little short chair, and you can have my big tall chair and the table. That's
okay.
My trade.
All right, all right.
And then do you want to stay with the big chair or do you want a little small chair too?
Well, then I'm going to want a smaller chair than yours.
Okay, so let's do that. Okay, so let's do that. So who wants a big tall chair?
We got two right here.
Okay, come here. Okay,
okay.
So you can sit right in the aisle, so, you know, there are no...
Nobody tell the fire marshal, okay?
Yes.
Remember Fire Marshal Bill?
And I'll take a little small chair, and we can just be right under here, doing the show like this.
It's really clumsy.
Okay.
That's great. You
and
guys look really good in your
good.
Chair. That's really good.
And this feels good. You were right.
Yes. I was right, wasn't I?
Yeah.
And now my feet are nice on the
floor.
And
let me change the story I told before. They said, do you want to fly for 6 hours to do a one-hour show? And I said, are they going to have those chairs? And you said, yes. And I said, well, we'll switch them out. And now I remember how it happened.
We love doing Vulture Fest. We did sell out the show.
Yeah.
No. Disrespectful.
Easy. It's disrespectful to all the shows in this space. That didn't sell out.
Some people might think, based on stuff that we have done in the past,
yes,
that we would tell
yes.
other shows.
We've told shows when we had a particularly rich guest or a
yes.
particularly cool thing happen for the show. We have told other shows that they
to
have to
get down and suck on these. We are not doing that.
We're not doing it
this
year.
For this show.
We are not telling those shows. Think about the indignity. You've got a show at Vulture Fest.
I won't think about it.
And you have to. The audience has to at least, and you can tune this
I
out.
I won't.
You've got a show at Vulture Fest. It doesn't sell out. And then these two guys...
Just normal guys.
Who are not even trying to really do anything in the
yes,
industry.
Yes, are just being themselves or just being their normal
we're
guys.
We're just having conversations with our friends and people
yes.
are like, I want this. And we didn't even expect that. And then we sell out, and then now, you know, you basically have to pack it up and leave the industry. And
yes.
on the way out the door, you're supposed to suck on these?
No.
It's
nobody
not,
has
not
to do
fair.
Anything. Senator Al Franken.
You don't have to do it.
Do nothing.
Just keep.
Frankly, do. Like,
yes.
Right?
Just keep making us laugh, making us think, and upholding the Constitution, right?
Yes.
And
you
try not to be like Senator Sperling.
Aziz Ansari.
Please,
do not want you to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Robert Smigel. Here's something to Smigel about. You
yes.
don't got to suck on these.
No, don't.
So put a big old Smigel on your face.
Don't do
just
because
you didn't
anything.
Sell out.
Yes.
Big deal. If somebody remembers last year, there was this list.
He's taking the big chairs away. Someone's taking the big chairs for himself.
Oh, wow. And that guy's addicted to big chairs, and it's a sad story in this country.
Someone's stealing our game-used chairs.
And they're going to make a mint off those. Somebody might remember last year there was this list of the 10 best podcasts. I think it was on Vulture or something like that.
Yeah.
And we were number two, and there was another show that was number one. And that show had a show in this space, and it didn't sell out. And you would think, oh, they must be so excited to make them suck on these.
No.
I don't even remember.
We're very excited not to do that.
I don't even remember that list. I don't remember who was number one and who was number two. They don't have to do anything except just keep being themselves. And for anyone who thinks... Well, maybe they didn't sell out because they do a show in New York every week and it's not outrageously priced.
I have a note about that as well.
Say,
I have a note about that as well. On the selling out note, you didn't charge enough money for this show, Vulture Fest.
Think about it, Vulture.
If it sold out, then the tickets could have cost more money.
Yeah. If it sold out, you didn't do your job because I would say... It's only $30-something dollars for an hour-long show that's going to be free in 2 days? I was like, I mean, I had to get a new prescription. I was like, am I reading this right?
Seeing how much that guy wanted those big chairs, now I want the big chairs back.
Yeah, I know. I know. It feels so
weird
to
be
like,
too
low.
Like, did I trick myself?
Yeah.
Because he seemed to think that was a really good opportunity to go get those chairs.
Yeah, seeing the big smile on his face when he took those chairs.
Yes. Is the big chair boy still here? Did he abscond with the big chairs?
Yeah.
He's gone.
He's, and he's out.
He's across
and he's on
state
a
lines.
Yacht somewhere that he paid for with his big chair money. I'm almost done talking about all this stuff and ready to move on to something else.
You Hayes. Are?
Yeah, I'm getting near it.
Okay.
Did you have any questions for me about it?
No, we can, I'll think of some.
Okay.
We can do those later.
All right.
We wanted, since we're doing the show, we're doing Vulture Fest and we're in New York, which we're obsessed with.
The pizza.
Yes.
The water's different?
I'm obsessed with just being around New York.
The energy of the buildings.
Of buildings, yes.
Yeah.
Are central.
Bricks.
We wanted to do a podcasting panel since people did come here to see us and we do a podcast.
Yep.
We wanted to do sort of the ultimate podcasting panel.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? What's our panel called?
Oh.
The Business of Podcasting.
Yeah, do you start again?
The Business of Podcasting. Doing the show.
Doing the show when the podcast is a business.
Yes.
So, it's really a peek behind the curtain. And we did invite a few people to do the panel. We got a really good one, but I do want to mention that we did invite Mike Mitchell.
Yes.
He, of
course,
he's one of the Doughboys. He was here yesterday doing a love panel in this same space. And you got to imagine his experience. He's doing this cool show. He thinks he's got this really cool Netflix gig and people are going to want to come see him. And that show did not sell out.
Yes. And so to that, like, I say nothing at all.
Mike, get on a plane. Don't suck on these. Go home, regroup, and try again next year.
And it's a big venue, probably.
It's huge, and it's just like, it's not easy to do. So, what we did get was an even better guest, I think, who is just so great and so cool, and so funny and nice, and so sweet, and so smart.
Yeah.
And kind.
Yeah.
And so charismatic, and so intelligent,
mm-hmm.
and so real.
Yes.
And sensitive. But tough and brave,
but
vulnerable.
Yeah, he can be serious. He can be sweet.
Oh yeah, he'll tell you a joke, but he'll also give you a back rub.
Mm-hmm.
But enough about him. Let's get him out here.
Tom Sharpling is our guest. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
So I need to get a chair.
What size chair do you want?
Did someone steal your big chair, too?
I guess I'd like small, if I could.
You want a small one?
Okay. I'll get it.
You want a little small?
Do you want to get it?
Let me go. I'll figure out the chair situation.
I'll get it. Like, I'm supposed to get it?
Okay.
Chair.
Yeah.
Of course you'll get it.
What was the other
supposed to that.
Option?
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, here he is.
Okay.
What happened to the big chair? The guy that stole the big chairs. Is he your friend?
Okay. Wait. Where? Oh, okay. And we're not allowed to have the water.
Where do you want me?
And he's mad at the clock.
Yeah. And he kicked the clock.
For anyone who's
so
just listening, this guy kicked the clock.
Now he's trying to be friends with it again.
Yeah. Too late.
That's abuse.
Tom. Hi.
Hi.
Why are you sitting all the way back there?
Because there's no space for me to go.
Get up here and squeeze in.
Yes.
Oh. This is nice.
This is cozy.
Now, Tom, let me explain who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You did the show. You've served on the show in a few capacities.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We've tried to help you many times.
We are rooting for you, Tom.
Yes.
And we think one of these days you're going to really break through. And you consulted on our big Christmas episode.
I pitched jokes for it. I did not get anything in.
No, but just the exercise, the practice. Yeah.
No, that's what I really felt like I took away, just like what it's like to just keep trying to get exposure and get like the
exposure
opportunity.
So valuable.
For exposure.
Something to remember. Yes. Life is 100% of the shots you don't take.
And recently you were doing.
Life is.
And
you
recently.
Know what I mean?
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. Wayne Gretzky was a great man and a great quote artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something that I think Tom would be wise to keep in mind.
Can you give it to me again so
yeah,
I can
life
get it
is 100% of the shots you don't take.
Life is one. Okay, no, I got it. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you were doing a Sully Duck tour last time we
saw
you.
We were showing the Academy Award winning movie that just lit up America. New York's story became America's story when that movie kind of popped. It was fun because it was more like a local story. Kind of the way people know, like, this is where you go to get the good bagels. This is where you go to get the pizza.
Yeah.
A plane landed in that river over there, and everyone lived. It was the kind of thing that just didn't play outside of like, that neighborhood in New York.
Yeah. Will you do the famous line?
Was it, birds?
Birds.
Birds. That movie was 80 minutes long.
I wish it came out in July.
But I'm so happy to report the news that you are now financially independent.
Yeah.
You are self-feeding.
At least right now.
Housed.
Yeah.
Self-feeding. Roof over the head.
Yes.
Car.
Mm-hmm. And let's not blow by it. Shirt and pants.
Shirt and pants today.
Shirt and pants.
Yes. I could tell he was waiting for somebody to be like, I'm wearing a shirt and pants.
No longer has to choose.
Yes.
And from what I hear, they're gonna drum up another gift bag for me.
Okay.
Oh, I noticed you talking to someone in the back saying, like, hang on a second, I need to take care of
I saw you had someone cornered pretty aggressively.
Yes. I was just like,
and you were a lot of big arm motions and a lot of sort of mad.
Right.
Face.
And you see, and you were saying you weren't crying a lot. I couldn't see your face, but you were definitely talking about how you were not crying.
I was just saying, it's like, look, I mean, I'm out there for. Oh, but like 8 minutes of the show.
Yeah, but and what then, an 8 minutes,
but
huh?
It was an amazing 8 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you can't tell me I can't get a gift bag?
Yeah.
I saw what was in that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
there's a Trevor Noah book in that thing.
You're not messing around, man.
No.
Born a Crime. I'll tell you what. There's the same Chemex that was in the bag last year in that thing.
Yeah. That's good because mine is worn out.
Mm-hmm. I smashed mine.
So you're doing so good. Talk about some of the things you have going on.
Oh, please, yes. I love hearing about this.
I'm noticing, by the way, that the people in the back cannot see us anymore. I don't know. I understand why people didn't give them big chairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I worry that the big chair
stealer. And that's the way to do it.
Has infected the whole back row.
Mm-hmm. It should have been everyone in the back's got big chairs. We are maybe sunken down.
Yes.
And there's maybe sort of a sub-basement or like a false bottom to the stage that we're in, and people are peeking in.
Are peering down into the show.
It's a glass-bottom boat.
Yes.
We are underwater. And Tom, did you want to talk about what you're doing?
No, keep. I want to hear more about this.
Okay. We are underwater, and we've got, like, scuba gear on.
Yes.
And we do the whole show in sign language. Is that progressive?
It's a very, I gotta say, it's a very New York idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's very little too hip for the room.
Tom, will you finish your story, please?
Sure, I was ready to start it, but then...
We're waiting.
Okay, so, in the past...
This is the punchline?
No, this is... In the past, I've had some ups and I've had some downs, and you guys have kind of charted the... More of the downs than the ups, I would say. But since the last time I've been on the show, which was about 6 months ago, it's been nothing but up for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, I no longer need to beg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer kind of... trying to play the game the way other people play it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am a bit of a game changer now. Like a disruptor, I guess is what you'd call it.
Yeah, yeah. You're very disruptive in this space. Mm-hmm.
I used to do on my show, The Best Show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Funny.
Yeah.
It's a funny show. Do you think it's more fun than funny? Because that's what
is
I'm going
it more
for.
It's a fun show.
I just want it to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, having fun, but am I having fun because I'm laughing because it's funny? And I have to pick one?
Well, ideally, I would major in one and minor in the other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
So, podcast
college. So your
college.
Show is a college. Yeah.
Yeah, your show is a bit of a college.
Podcasting business, the business of podcasting, when it's with how to do the show when it's a business.
Pick your major.
In podcast. Pick your major. That's step one. And I would say...
He's writing it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's taking a picture of the brochure that has pictures on it.
So, look, he paid $88 to be here. He can do what he wants for the 50 minutes that he gets access to the room.
I wasn't criticizing anyone. I was letting people know some people have to just listen to this. Not everybody else can get into the friggin' show.
Yes,
get a free bag.
We have to describe what everyone in the audience is doing.
Get brownie bites or whatever.
Yes.
Sure. So.
Is that the story?
No.
This is the punchline,
though?
Can
it be?
Ideally, I'd tell the story.
I'm just asking.
That would be ideal for me as well.
I used to... thanks. I used to do ads on the show.
Yeah.
And it would be just ads were just like, hey, what do you think the over-under on the Steelers-Ravens is this weekend? Mm-hmm. Like, you want to get rich?
Yeah.
Like, ones like that. You know what I mean? Or just like...
It's an ad for money, basically.
Basically. Yeah. It's like an ad. It's like...
Company's giving away money.
Yeah, guess the over-under.
The fastest way to money. But that's yesterday's news, that stuff. I, as I said, I'm a disruptor. I've taken it now to the people. And I set up a way my show is listeners contribute. Basically, I set up a GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you, the first thing you said was, "I don't have to beg anymore."
Yeah, but no,
because you begged so effectively.
Can I finish? Can I finish the story? Can I finish the story?
Please,
please. Can I finish the story?
Now the website is doing the begging.
There's no begging now. It's a GoFundMe, and people, you can look it up now. Search, I Will Be Dead by Halloween. admittedly, I've heightened a few of my life situations. Maybe I've conflated a few things and played down a couple other things, like that the money for this goes to a podcast. And I've kind of created some health issues that are non-existent.
Yeah.
So look up.
And the picture
help.
Is not you.
It's not me. It
No, but it bears a little passing baby. Resemblance. Yeah.
It's weird that it was a Getty image. Also.
It's watermarked.
Yes,
yeah.
It's watermarked. So if anybody, you can do it here.
I think you can see.
Yeah,
it's
go
a screenshot
donate to
of
that
your
celebrity
phone.
Baby.
Yeah, it's a screenshot of your phone, and you can see the search term "sick baby."
It says.
Yeah, but yeah, you screen capped it. I got a question. It's a GoFundMe, but it's like, aren't I just staying here?
Well, Tom,
you know what I say to that?
Can
a little
you even
slow
answer
to
that?
Answer the question.
Quit dodging the question, Tom.
You know what I say to that?
What?
GoFundMe. Right?
Or go fund yourself.
Or go fund yourself.
Yes. But I say, or go fund me. I don't care.
Right.
I don't want.
Right.
I'm not funding
myself. I'm
talking
myself. To you.
I have
though.
Nothing.
I'm saying to you, you know, you're
or go,
okay.
fund,
or go
yourself.
Fund yourself.
Yes.
And you say, or go fund me.
And then you say, or go fund me.
Yes.
Do you want to try it again?
Can I say something, Tom, that's like really not so much a question and more of just a wake-up call for you?
Sure.
About not doing ads. You're not doing ads anymore.
Uh-huh.
Can you take a look at me for a second?
Sure.
Jacket by 5'4 Clothing.
Wait. Now, is that jacket?
Watch by Movement Watches. The company that does audio ads, but the name does not sound like it looks.
Yes.
Belly full of Blue Apron.
Blue Apron for breakfast this morning. Warmed up in the sink at my hotel.
Small business postage done by stamps.com. Uh-huh. Please don't focus on the individual using a stamp.
Yes.
Website by Squarespace. Not an advertiser of ours, but someday.
Yes.
They must still need to reach people through podcast advertising. And I'll tell you another thing, too. Intuit is the best way to do your taxes. And don't associate them with anything they don't want to be associated with.
Hollywood Handbook.
Now, I think it's very fun to talk about podcasts and have these big experts here. I think we have something like 23 years of podcasting experience on this stage.
23 years of podcasting experience on stage.
And let's not measure who has how much.
No, it's not a great
math show.
Let's
look at the total and just say that there's plenty. And won't it be fun to sort of do a panel where we ask each other the questions we've been dying to ask? And we're, of course, going to have some organization. Let's establish Robert Wools of Order.
Robert Wools of Order.
Mm-hmm. If you remember, on the set of Arliss, Robert Wool had to create some sort of packing order so
just
that
to keep everything
it wasn't
straight.
Just constant. Because they did a lot of riffing on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Michael Boatman sticking to the script, you got some sour news coming, pal.
Yeah. You know what my favorite scene on Arliss was?
No, but please tell me.
I don't know. How would I know that?
Oh, you know what I'm realizing? I think I do know.
I think you do know, yeah. Why don't you tell everybody?
Oh. Arliss makes this...
It's the scene when he goes, "Hey, Randy Moss!"
Oh, yes.
I like it because it's a show for sports fans that doesn't presume I myself am a sports fan.
Yes.
And I like that it's still on. So, we have to figure out some way to sort of do this in an organized manner. Let's just nominate a moderator. I'm going to nominate Hayes.
Okay, and I'll second the nomination of Hayes.
Okay, and I'll confirm the nomination of Hayes.
Okay.
So now Hayes is the moderator, and then we'll switch.
I'll be initial moderator, yes.
Okay, so you're moderator one.
And I'll start the first question as moderator. First official panel question.
Okay, first panel question. Go ahead and ask.
This question is for Sean.
Oh, thank you. I didn't think... Oh, that's
Sean,
so nice.
Podcasting can be sort of rough on your body if you let things slip.
Yeah.
Things can get a little out of control physically.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously have not done that. You're keeping things very together physically. You look you know how you look. How do you do that? What is your regimen? How do you look so nice?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm always clenching everything.
Yeah.
Never for a second do I release.
Yeah.
Anything.
Your
ever.
Nostrils are closed. People nostrils. Don't see you can close them up.
Oh yeah. No, they're completely shut. My throat is tight. A lot of people don't realize oxygen's loaded with just all kinds of fat. So I really limit my intake of that and everything else. I, of course, only drink core water. You can see that. It's got to be core, and it's got to be room temp. So I treat myself in that way. But I just think that's so flattering that someone like you would ask me about my body regimen when it's like, hello, have you seen yourself? You look
friggin' awesome. I'm the moderator.
Awesome.
I'm just a moderator.
No, but honestly, let's go through the process and select a new moderator.
Well, Tom gets one follow-up question on that question.
Oh, okay. So follow-up. Is there anything else you want to know about that question?
Am I asking a question about the question?
You're going to want to turn it to me as the moderator. Okay. I was the one who asked the question.
Okay.
Don't talk
it
to me.
It just happened.
I'm
it
not
was
a
like
moderator.
Okay.
I mean, hopefully I will be. Fingers crossed. But
yeah.
Sure. I don't know. I guess the only thing I would say is I...
Where do I get my ideas?
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Gosh. Yeah, I really wanted to know.
I honestly have no idea. I don't know.
That's so interesting, you know, because... A lot of people think it's something you can teach, getting ideas.
Yes. I question ideas, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever find that when you're
you
like...
You just asked your question.
Yeah. You're done, Tom, so...
Okay, that's fair.
So now we go through the process of, as moderator, I will begin the selection process for a new moderator. I'm going to nominate Sean.
Oh, okay. I'll second that nomination.
All right. Okay.
And then you confirm the nomination?
Yes, I confer.
Okay, gosh,
yeah.
So much I want to ask to either one of you, but I guess my main question is for Hayes.
Oh, wow, okay.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Hayes, at our age, the skin you got doesn't happen by accident.
No.
Name your top three skincare products and take me through your morning routine.
Okay. Morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
This morning?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing you do, if you're at Vulture Fest, you get a call at 5 a.m. saying that your car is here to take you to the airport, which happened to be this morning. You are convinced that it's time for you to go home. You don't remember doing the show.
What? And it's 5 a.m. East Coast time, which for you is 2 a.m.?
It's 2 a.m. West Coast time, yes. So you go to the airport, but there's no ticket, so you go. You know, the person at the desk says, you haven't done your show yet. We're so excited for your show.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, why are you trying to leave New York?
Yeah.
So you go home. You lay out your skin the night before. So when you say the morning routine, they have this little, because like from the day before, it's a little, like it's absorbed a lot of moisture. So you lay it out on the vent.
Wow.
So it kind of dries out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give it to the guy. Some people will give it to those guys that are, will like take your skin and like tenderize it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Because they'll take it for a joyride. That has happened to me before.
Well, skin like yours, yeah, that's tempting for those guys.
Yes.
So, Tom, do you want to ask me where I get my question ideas?
Follow-up question on that question, yeah.
On the skin thing?
Again, Sean is the moderator.
I'm the moderator now.
So,
don't talk to him. Yeah.
On the skin thing?
Mm-hmm.
I think on the skin thing might have been my question.
On the skin thing, okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, so where do I get my ideas as a moderator?
So that, yeah.
you know, they just sort of pop into my head. Mm-hmm. So I think we need a new moderator.
Yeah. I will nominate. Are we doing it snake style?
Oh, yeah. So I nominate first. And
we're going
you,
around the
and
curve.
And now you nominate twice. Okay.
Yes. So.
So I'll nominate Sean.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll second the nomination. And then if you want to confirm the nomination?
I will confirm, yes. Because it doesn't seem like Tom is going to do it.
Yeah.
I would like to participate. I can just say that.
It's a democratic process. You hear us up here like doing these. You know the rules, the panel rules. Like, you're welcome to initiate. And if you'd like to do a challenge vote, you can do that.
Yeah, I'd love to participate in a challenge vote. I mean, I love the process, you know, seeing democracy at work.
So once the moderator is selected, anyone can initiate a challenge vote.
Mm-hmm. But lose your next two moderator turns if you lose the challenge vote.
Okay.
Who determines?
And it is majority rules, and because you initiated the vote, you don't get to, like, vote
in the challenge vote. That's sure, completely corrupt. It's like, I call for a vote. Oh, and I'm voting. It's you can't do that.
Yeah.
And that's like the way Senator Sperling wants to run it. Yeah. Yeah, no. Miss Sloan would never let that happen. Liz. So are you initiating a challenge?
No, I'm not. No, I'm going to hold back on my challenge. I don't want to burn it yet.
Okay. So my question is for Tom. Tom, can you do me a favor and ask Hayes where he gets his ideas?
Sure.
It just seems like we had you on the show, you know, like it's good exposure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could do us a favor. Uh-huh.
Just do me a little favor.
And you said you wanted to participate.
I'm shy around Hayes, and I don't know if he's going to give me a straight answer.
Of course. Hayes, did you want me to ask it from you or just as if it's from me?
Surprise me.
Someone wants to know.
Okay.
This is good. He loves mystery.
Where do you get your ideas?
Well, I've been thinking about this since the first time I was asked the question and wasn't sure how to respond. And the answer is, I have a certain friend who is my inspiration. And he has a very nice body. Just sort of being around him, I sort of feed off some of the ideas that he's bringing. And so when you say, where do I get my ideas? I can't even say that they're my ideas. They're really my handsome friend's ideas.
Okay. Did you get that?
Yeah, and I have a follow-up.
Okay, what's the follow-up?
Now, that is Tom's, although you can do a panel... initiate a panel favor again. Because Tom does get the follow-up question.
Oh, but Tom got the question.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, well, my question was
that's
for
right.
Tom.
That's right. Your question was for Tom.
Okay. Well...
So in that case, I can initiate the follow-up, which means I have a... You can do a panel
favor.
Maybe
for your follow-up, ask... Yes. Yeah, so for... Okay, for your follow-up, ask me if I have a follow-up.
Okay, yes. Sean, my follow-up is, do you have a follow-up question?
Yeah, do you have any idea how much that means to me?
And that's for Tom? Because he asked a question. It's a follow-up about the question.
Sure.
Well, it's clear it was very meaningful to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think? I think this guy's catching on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, I guess... time to nominate a moderator again.
Okay,
Tom, do you want to nominate one?
Yeah, it's Tom's turn to nominate a moderator.
I nominate... Sean.
Okay, and I'm going to veto that.
I'm going to veto it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, Sean can't be the moderator again. It's been twice in a row. He's itching to ask more questions. So, if I vetoed it and you're nominating, obviously you can't nominate yourself. So, I guess I would encourage you to nominate Hayes.
Yeah.
I nominate Hayes.
Okay.
Okay, and I second it.
This is a question for Tom.
Oh.
Okay.
You you seem sad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're giving me sort of an Eeyore vibe.
People have said that, yes.
How were you hoping this would go? Like, if this is not what you wanted, like, what is, like, what was your, like, dream version of this panel?
Well, I had no dream version of it. I thought
is
I was...
Is maybe that the problem?
You come out in, like, a Letterman jacket. You do a little Muscle Man show. Like, is that...
Wayne Gretzky's used to say that visualization is 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I thought I was going to come here to take part in a panel that would teach people about podcasting.
Audience participation?
Because there, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, there just aren't enough podcasts. And we need to give people the tools to do their own podcast.
Is it time for a regular Joe of some sort to take on podcasting?
Yeah. Like a Joe the Plumber type?
Yeah, or a Joe Rogan. Yeah.
So you want to do audience questions?
Sure.
Okay. What's your question for the audience?
If you were going to do a podcast, please list the three subjects you could do your show about in ascending order from worst idea to best idea.
Uh-huh.
And
how is this going to work in your mind?
Because everybody would just say it to
so many people.
Yeah.
That we do like a countdown.
We sold out. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, I heard.
And you're asking them to do a lot of the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
When really, I think it should be Tom doing a little bit more of the show.
Yeah, couldn't Tom get involved in the show?
Well, then, okay.
I've been trying to get you out of your shell the whole time.
Sure, okay. All right. So, okay, so what do you want to know then from me, if you want to get me out of my show?
If you were to do a podcast,
I do one.
Yeah, but if we were going to regroup a little bit, sort of take stock.
Okay, sure.
From worst idea to best idea, in ascending order, just sort of say what the podcast might be about.
Well,
and don't by the way, Tom, I don't know if you want to say that you do a podcast, because then your health insurance payments that you are getting for the show might, like, someone might be alerted to that, and you might not be.
Okay.
Somebody might dig a little deeper.
Be able to fund your payments out of your health plan.
Well, then I'll just say there's only one podcast I would do, and it would be about my journey as a sick infant.
Uh-huh.
To try to just stay alive and get to Halloween and just hope everybody just keeps giving.
And do you have a costume picked out?
Yeah,
if you make it?
Probably Yondu from Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Ah, yes.
Yondu, of course. Big spark of recognition from the audience on Yondu.
If you guys could have, anyone listening, there was a collective sort of, face.
Yes.
Like, Yondu. Everyone mouthed the name, because we all know Yondu.
Very reverent.
Yeah, that really worked. It's interesting for a baby as sick as yourself.
Yeah, uh-huh.
To want to dress up for Halloween when the photo already is so scary of you. You'd almost think
and there's such a natural. I mean, there is a baby in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and it's Baby Groot.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But I guess you, as a baby, want to be a grown up, which I assume Yondu.
If I could, Hayes, I don't think anyone would recognize the baby Groot as a Guardians of the Galaxy member.
Because
you go to see that movie, you're seeing Yondu. Mm-hmm. You're going, I'm going to go see the Yondu movie.
Uh huh.
And then with baby Groot, you'd have to explain like that's the tree guy, and people wouldn't really be able to get there.
Do we want to do a switch of the audience so the people in the back can see us? So, like, the people in the front move to the back and the people...
Well, yeah, and do we want to sort of...
Maybe we stand... We have these wireless mics.
Yeah,
we can do up and...
Let's get some audience questions. Let's everybody start switching seats, and we'll get questions while you do that. Yes.
So we can stand... We'll go to the back and get some audience questions.
Yes,
and Tom, you come...
Can I come?
And Tom, please.
Okay, please.
And we'll all get the audience questions.
Okay, which way are you going?
Yes.
All right, so
I'm
you
go
there.
Way, but remember right. which chair I was in when we go back.
And please ask serious questions, guys. Don't do the broken English thing that we used to do on the show like 2 years ago. Like every time we've ever tried to get an audience question, and it's like, do what make movie is podcast? And it's like, okay. Look, I get it. I thought it was funny when we started doing it too, but then I was like, this is bad. I'm embarrassed by this. Hayes, do you want to get a question over there, or should I get one?
Does anyone have a good one over here? No, nobody does.
Does anybody have a good question back here? This guy looks like he might have one.
Okay.
Okay, so let's have Tom get one first.
Tom, do you want to... Yeah.
Do I want to ask a question or get a question from the audience?
Get a question from the audience.
Do you have a question? No? No,
okay,
I'm coming
Tom's
up.
Okay, Tom's
striking out. Tom, keep asking.
Yeah. Tom's okay. striking out.
All right. Okay.
Ask him why he doesn't have a question.
Okay. Why don't you have a question?
Just a little tired. This show's pretty early.
Okay.
Little tired. The show's pretty early. All right, Hayes, do you want to field that one?
I actually have a response to that, which is last year, yes, we did have sort of an early show at 11 a.m., and we spoke up about that, and now it is at 11:30.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of respect they show us here at Vulture
yeah.
Fest. And I got to say, they practically recognized us the fourth time we tried to get inside.
Yes.
I mean, they were really going like, I think I should know you. So yeah. that felt good.
Yeah.
Sir, what was your question?
I wondered if maybe a good podcast topic would be fraudulent GoFundMe pages.
Okay, so this guy's trying to play off of sort of the main
Seems
thing
to
we
be
were talking
pretty
about with
deeply
Tom.
Deeply mined at this point.
Yeah, so we've done a lot about it. And we were moving on from it to go like, let's see if somebody could get something new kickstarted for us.
Yes.
And what this
and
guy's
sort of
is,
a Tom thing, which I'm sort of standing here being like, what do I do with this?
His question is the sound of like when you're sipping through a straw and there's nothing left in the drink. And it's like, and you're kind of going like, I'm so thirsty. And you thought maybe some of the ice melted in like interim, but it didn't. So that's kind of what that question is. I would love to get a different one.
Okay. I'll confirm.
All right, Tom.
Tom.
Will you nominate Hayes to get the question?
Yes. I would like to formally nominate Hayes for to get the next question.
Do you have a question?
I don't.
Do you?
Sure.
I don't want sure.
That guy was in the bathroom with me.
I want something in between eager and I want the person, you know. Yeah, okay, this guy.
Can you guys take that skateboard over there and just show us how to shred?
Oh, somebody brought a skateboard.
Yeah. I guess, you know, is that question for Tom, I guess? I remember him saying he wanted to participate more.
Okay, yeah, no. Tom, we can do this. This can be for all the people at home. Okay, he's getting on, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so, yeah.
Holy, oh no, too many tricks. And Tom, you say like cowbugger or something.
Yeah.
But make it your own, make it your own.
Shredding.
Yeah, that's good.
That felt good.
Hey, Sean.
Please,
look at all these empty seats here.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
You said it was a sellout, right?
We have rich fans who
yes.
like to stretch out.
So this guy paid $400 for the second
My man
last
bought the
row.
Whole row.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I got
I
away
nominate
from that.
You. Yeah. yeah.
To do what?
To ask a question.
To ask a question?
And the question is, do you have a question?
Does anybody have a question?
Someone has a question over there.
Okay. Please don't let me down.
I'm going to try. What can you tell us about promoting your podcast?
Oh, good.
Okay. That would be a good question for the podcast
What
panel.
Can you tell us about promoting your podcast?
But there is nobody on stage anymore.
Yeah. No, that question's clearly for the empty chairs.
Yeah.
Well,
I like how people are scrambling to light us back here. The lights are wildly switching on and off. And we're just going to go back up in a second. So the person's finally like, okay, I got it. But now I guess it's time to go back on stage. Mm-hmm, we don't really have anything else to do back here.
Mm-hmm. Tom?
Yeah?
Do you want to ask somebody for a question?
I guess I'd like to ask this guy, where are
Tom,
your,
this guy in my
where are you on
has
the
one.
Run to? You have all your luggage with you.
We're going home to South Carolina.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice. Have a safe trip. Travel safe.
Play this out, Tom. Keep going.
And if I can take a personal moment now, I would like... If you know who Yondu is, please raise your hand.
Oh, nobody's Look. Raising their hands.
Oh, nobody.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Tom
Come on.
Took another
nobody
swing.
Nobody knows who
and
Yondu
nobody
is
knew
here.
Who Yondu was.
Oh, no.
It was...
And I was going to let it go.
Now raise your hand if you know who Miss Sloane is. Oh, yeah. There they go. Yes.
Literally every hand in the house went up.
Oh, my God.
That Miss Sloane with her lipstick, I don't think it's right that she went to prison. And I'm out here free to host a hit podcast. Do you guys want the stuff that's in my Vulture gift bag?
Yeah, we should. It is the part of the show where we give out the gift bag.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
Okay.
And this must require a lighting change.
That was easy for that guy. He's like, okay, normal setting.
Yeah. So it's it really is very, very nice. They give us this nice gift bag, but last year a lot of my stuff got taken away on the plane because I was trying to make it into a weapon. Just to see if I could. I wasn't going to do anything, but... They don't want to hear that. Keeping this.
Tough to find stuff that you don't want to keep, yeah.
Okay. Brownie thins. Now, okay. I know what you're thinking. I can't eat that. They don't use fair trade cocoa. Read the package. So does anyone feel like they deserve brownie thins? Oh, wow. And Hayes, how do we pick? And Tom, how do we pick?
I would like to hear what somebody did to deserve it. That guy who yelled, yeah, really thinks he deserves some brownie
things.
I'd like to hear what he did
good.
To deserve it.
I'll get back out there. Who yelled, yeah? Oh, okay. And this is the guy who bought the whole row, and I think that's what he did. I'm not even going to ask. That's our richest. He could... Buy the show and destroy it if he wanted. Yeah. Let's see what else. Uh-oh. Somebody's born a crime.
Yeah, Trevor Noah was born a crime.
Mm-mm. Uh-oh. I hope nobody thinks the rules apply to Ariel Levy.
Okay, so the two books that we got in the gift bag are Born a Crime and The Rules Do Not Apply. Can we get some nicer books next year? Some books about obeying the rules.
Yeah.
Can we get a book that follows the rules? And can we get a book that, like, just is nice?
Yes.
I'm sorry. When I'm on a plane, I don't
want
to think
about
criminals.
What if I'd read that book before I did the show? Who knows? I'm not going to come out and just do a normal show.
Yeah. Imagine the safe, structured show you've been enjoying. Where you just feel like, oh, I'm in the hands of professionals. They plan this out.
Yeah.
They're really just concerned about the audience having a good time, and that's why they put all the thought into it. And instead, I'm going, oh, the rules don't apply to me. I don't have to plan the show and make it so good.
Yeah.
Then what would I do? Just be wandering around?
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about that.
You'd just be up here, like, just, you know, jerking off.
Tom.
My daughter's here, Tom.
I'm so sorry. You told me that before the show. I slipped up.
Yeah.
Fucked up. I'm so sorry.
Tom!
My girlfriend, Hayes' daughter, is here. And she doesn't exactly want to hear that kind of talk.
And I made a big pitch of, like, come see your, like, this is sort of like her introduction to her boyfriend, Sean. I'm like, this is your new boyfriend. Come to the show. And, like, it's sort of like a presentational opportunity for Sean.
And if she starts talking like you, that's going to blow the dowry.
Yeah.
Now, Tom, would you like to join Tidal? Because Tidal's still trying.
Yes, we have an opportunity for someone to join Tidal in this audience. And that means you get to be an artist on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you accept this card, you also accept any possible losses that Tidal declares in this financial year.
Yes, you get equity, yes.
So
you get a significant equity in the company, mm-hmm. yes.
You could feasibly owe $18 million.
Legal liability.
It's a gamble. Mm-hmm. No one's going to pretend it's not. But you know what old Wayne Gretzky used to say?
Are there any creams in there?
The Gret one, huh?
Are there any creams in there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I've got Dr. Dennis Gross's Alpha Beta Medi Spa peel.
Okay.
Is that a cream? No. Let's see. This will play well on the audio. Oh. So you're not going to believe this. This Jurleek product is a sun specialist with Superberry Complex. Has anybody ever tried Superberries?
Not once. I tried them one time.
Yeah.
And that's really all you need.
Yeah.
It's still bouncing around in there.
Tom?
No, I haven't.
Haven't had Superberries?
Not yet.
Okay. No. Do you want to say why?
Because, you know, I really thought this was supposed to be about helping people learn about podcasting.
Learn about podcasting, right. And so what you want is they're getting all sunburned.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to start in an open-air studio.
This is an outdoor show.
What Tom wants is people are too sunburned to do competing podcasts with him. Yeah. That's honestly what it is.
I don't want to win that way.
And this is a good actually teaching moment for the people out there. There were like people will try to destroy you in this mm-hmm. business. They will want you to get sunburned so you can't do the show.
Imagine if the only reason that SJP's interview with the head of New York Magazine for $50 didn't sell out was because she was too sunburned. Would I want
to
win that way?
Who do you think
would
have had something to do with that? Tom Sharpling, maybe?
Now,
he wants people to be sunburned. I'm sorry.
I've got more candies here.
I'm starting at the top with who I want sunburned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? I'm not just going for some slob.
And she's a tastemaker, so she's saying being sunburned is
great. I don't want the guy who Sean and I were talking in the bathroom to be sunburned, a normal guy like that. Can we give him a few things, by the way?
The guy from the bathroom?
Yes.
Well, does he want...
Yes, well, the guy who approached Sean and Tom in the bathroom, please come on stage.
He's just a nice...
Yes. Yes, up. Up. Yes. Treats.
So, you get to pick. Candy, a book, or milk makeup hero salve. Salve. How do we say that word?
Candy, book, salve. He wants the Superberries.
He wants the Superberries. Okay. Podcasting rule number 27.
Yeah.
If you know how to ask for it, you can get just about anything in this business.
He's getting the Superberries.
My man.
Another good lesson. Approach your heroes in the bathroom.
You'll always be rewarded if
you
you're
will
standing
get
near Tom.
A prize.
If you're standing next to Tom in line, especially at a bathroom,
you're winning.
Have him deal with you.
You're winning.
Yes.
You're the only one who didn't lose money on today.
That's
you
right.
You got that. Everybody else here is just hammering
the Super Berries.
Yes. Thank you. That is
you're
plenty.
Welcome.
That is more than enough.
All good, man.
Thank you.
Of course.
We can't.
Hey.
We don't have any more time for you.
There's only 29 minutes left to go.
Yes.
And
more
so
treats.
Much more show.
More
we'll
treats.
Never get to all the stuff we rehearsed.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not gonna.
Do you have any more ideas for when you do this next year, when you do this panel next
yes.
year? Maybe we can start planning that one now.
Yeah, I mean,
sure.
You seem critical of our show. How have your Vulture Fest shows gone?
Well,
if you remember, like, when you did it last year.
Yeah, when you did it last
local,
year.
Because you're local. Like, it's so easy for you to get here.
Mm-hmm.
I got bumped, to be fair.
Uh-huh.
They had me on the schedule. Then Jesse David Fox said he wanted to do a one-man show.
Yeah.
Like
Jesse David Fox, the Vulture comedy reporter.
Yes.
Almost as much recognition as Yondu.
Yes. 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 He's
Ooh.
The Yondu of Vulture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guardians 3, you know? It's
yes.
Jesse David Fox up there in that ship.
Yes.
Could that be interesting?
I honestly think that when Yondu takes his mask off, he will be revealed to be Jesse David Fox.
Yeah, I knew he had a mask.
Yeah. If he's on the ship, right?
Yeah.
Jesse David Fox could come up with 15 ways to fix this adventure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that could be a really good, so that seeing the movie could be more like these articles.
Okay, so you got bumped last year. You got asked this year, but it was at the same time as this show,
and
I
Jesse,
guess.
And Jesse started swinging his dick around, and then...
Jesus!
What were you going to say? What were you going to say that you corrected yourself to that? In front of my daughter, who's now going to be hearing, like, oh, I want to get to know this Jesse David Fox. Yeah. Instead of her boyfriend I'm trying to set her up with, Sean. Uh-huh.
I was going to say wiener.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Very current.
And he's like, ugh.
Good topical stuff.
He's got a whole chunk on. Yeah, Tom, just do your routine.
Do your Anthony Weiner
he
stuff.
He begged us to let him do an Anthony Weiner routine.
Right. It's so urgent.
And we were like, please. It was all about, like, he's like, did you notice his name?
And he's
was
like,
a little
oh,
like what he does.
He's like, oh, we've got 29 minutes. That's exactly as long as my set is.
I know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think people have like made that observation before about his last name. And Tom was like, not like
not
this they
way.
Haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and do it.
Okay. The year is 2009. We're thrilling to Dexter?
Mm. Yes. Yes, Dexter.
That's
he was like the original Miss Sloan.
Yeah.
You don't know whose side he's on, but you know you want him on yours.
Yeah. Tom, we're trying to plan your show for next year also.
Yes, please. What's going to be next year?
This will not be as current then. So we can't do the wiener stuff
Let's
next
not
year.
Do the wiener stuff next year. Let's do some stuff that is going to really connect with your core audience. Girl Boss fans.
Yes, Girl Boss Nation.
Uh-huh. Okay. So then I just got to come up and be like, # Girl Boss Nation.
Mm-hmm.
What about you,
and what would you say to
you,
them?
Like, you're a guest on our show.
Uh-huh. Wait, whose show am I on now?
This is when you
oh,
do
now
our
I'm
show
confused.
Next
yeah.
year. How you're like dream version of the panel, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'll do my dream version of the panel next year. It's me. On stage. Next to me. Hot Saucer Mom, or whatever name he goes by. What
yeah.
is it?
Okay.
Hot Saucer Mom, is that
yeah.
one of his names?
Yeah, that's one of the names.
He's there. Michael Rooker, who plays Yondu in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, is on the panel. The guy from the bathroom is up here.
Yes.
Who good. Now has a huge podcast.
Yes.
That I'm a co-host on.
Can we see? Actually, can we get the bathroom gentleman back up here?
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
I think if he's going to be getting the product, we should see him apply the creams. Because we don't know, like, if he's going to go out and, like, flip the creams. He's got to, like, we got to see him put on the cream, just, like, on your hand or, like, somewhere, like, you know.
Well, don't let him pick.
Or who?
But don't let Tom pick.
Who wants to see him apply it to Hayes? Well, that's not going to happen.
It's your cream. It's your cream, buddy.
Yeah, Hayes can't
deal. You can keep talking. Like, you know, Tom, don't, like, just, like,
sure.
Slow down
okay.
The show.
So
he's
it's
just,
me.
So it's
he's
you.
Just silently
Sauce applying
mom.
Creams.
It's Michael Rooker.
Well, yeah. He's up as Yondu.
He's like, being Yondu.
He's in
and
the blue
And then is
makeup.
The director's brother there?
Yeah. The guy who clearly is the director's brother in the movie, he's there. Yeah. What? I got it.
Sorry, can the cream helper come up on stage,
yeah.
please?
Yeah.
We didn't even realize.
Wait.
We have a cream expert
yes.
here.
Thank God. Sir, are you sure there's nowhere more important for you to be?
Yeah. One of the okay. rules of podcasting.
So, okay, we have the cream application supervisor. You just stand right there and watch the cream
and I have
go
to,
on. And make sure there's not another intervention moment.
I have to scold bathroom man. He'll tell you when you've got the cream.
Yes. And you might want to be friends after that. You know how Tony Robbins in that movie is like, now you guys are friends outside
yeah,
of the
show. Yeah, you protect each other.
Show, yes. Now you guys... No more mics, guys. Sorry,
yeah.
We're out of mics. Would love to give you mics. I'm looking around. We're coming up dry
So for
here.
People just listening...
Yeah.
These guys are crushing. Yeah, and they're doubling back and...
Yeah.
And they're finding more yes. every time. And I'm going...
Who would have thought that the cream screamer from the audience would come up and have more material on the stage? Okay, it's good stuff. And I'm smelling... I don't even recognize you smell-wise anymore.
So...
Yeah. yeah.
Do you
In
wanna,
a positive way.
We'll do the podcast?
Of course.
Well, you know what I can say? Let's get ready for a dry run. Here, you take... I'm going to literally leave.
Okay.
The people don't want this.
And, sir, just really quickly, this milk makeup I got is called Hero Sav, and I think I see a hero.
Where is it going? Oh, no.
The cream screamer.
Thank you, cream screamer.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
I'm going to make the mic all greasy because of this cream.
Biggest laugh of the show. We're going to need to scale that back and edit a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. I hope I heard that wrong.
Did Tom leave? People Tom? Don't want me. The people want Tom.
There is no Tom anymore. Forget Tom.
Tom's over, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Please donate to deadbyhalloween.org.
So what do we know about you? You're a bathroom enthusiast. Is that the show?
I'm a bathroom attendant.
Yes, that's right. He did refer to himself as a bathroom attendant.
Okay, so is that the mistake that happened here? Is that you guys were using the bathroom, and this guy was just like, can I wipe your hands or whatever? And you were like, oh, some kind of super fan. Okay.
Well, I mean, imagine somebody's trying to touch your hands in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Must what be are a you to think other fan. Than, this guy likes my podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try to give you a hot towel.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a euphemism, people. I hope I heard that wrong.
Is Dan here from the restaurant I went to last night who introduced himself? Dan?
Dan the server.
Server Dan.
Dan, could
up
you
on
get
stage,
up here?
Please.
Let's switch me out for Dan. Come on, Dan.
And take the long way, if you would.
Here's Dan. Dan, again, there's no mic. Sorry. Dan, I just have one note for you. I did meet you at the restaurant last night. We had a nice conversation. But I did use the bathroom at the restaurant. And I waited a long time, and nobody came in to help me with anything.
So is this a collaboration?
I was in the wilderness in this bathroom.
Is this a collaboration, Dan? Are we now setting you up with the future of your restaurant?
Yes. Yes.
I'm always looking for more bathroom work.
Okay. I hope I heard that right. Dan, I'll tell you a little story about last night. I was upset with Hayes. I didn't see him all day. Here I am in a strange city. I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm doing. These buildings are everywhere. Terrifying. Everyone's trying to make you eat pizza. The water's different. So I was lost. And I said to Hayes, hey, I had a sad day. And he said, well, I've got good news for you. This server at a restaurant was a fan of the podcast and helped me get seated faster. And I thought, so your good news for me is one of us finally got something out of doing the podcast. And it wasn't me. And it wasn't me because I was not invited.
But then what did I, when I was at the restaurant, Dan, what did I say? I said, I miss my friend, didn't I? Didn't I say that?
You said that you wish your mom was Sean.
That was my daughter, actually.
Okay. He guys, really said he missed his friend?
Guys, hi, I'm
back. Oh, no!
We have questions back here for the panel.
The Phantom of Milk Studios.
Yes. You have a question?
I still don't have a question, no.
I asked the guy who didn't have a question before if he had a question.
Has taken Sorry. All this time guy. And has not come up with any question for anybody.
You had to
any
know.
Any bathroom still. Questions?
Yeah, any still questions no for question. Bathroom Man?
Anybody have a question for Bathroom Man? Raise your hand. Anyone?
You can sit Indian go. Style, Dan.
How did you like the
Indian
cream?
Indian style is the most comfortable way to sit.
How did you like the creams?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it tastes... I mean, it doesn't... smell. It smells good.
Not touching that. But that'd make me the only one. So,
no, it's great.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I'm a dog walker. I'm out there every day.
I don't know why I thought I was going
to
talk.
Bring dogs to the bathroom? Why would you walk dogs in a bathroom?
There are way bigger rooms to do that in.
Outdoor bathroom. That's what dog walking is, outdoor bathroom.
It is, you're right.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
It's bathroom work.
This dude just faced Hayes hard. And I used to be I was a Hayes fan for a long time. So I'm here rooting for my guy.
I'm actually gonna go too.
Yeah.
Oh no.
This is not going
and
well.
And Dan, do you
for me.
Want this mic? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, does anyone have questions for the bathroom gentleman out here? Or the server, or the cream screamer? We can find him again. Okay, this guy got
you,
merch.
Sir, right there. There's a gentleman raising his hand.
Dan, I'm doing it. You see me, Dan? I'm out here. I still have a mic. Thank you, Dan.
You bowed out.
Yeah, what makes a good...
Say, this is for either the bathroom gentleman, server Dan, or the cream screamer.
This is for a bathroom man. What makes a good bathroom? What makes a bad bathroom? How do you tell the difference?
Well, I'm going to interrupt. He's not an expert on bathrooms. We all use the bathroom from time
to
time.
Tom, you should go back up.
To...
Like, this is the dynamic.
No,
I think.
No,
it's
please.
Tom
no,
and the
please.
Bathroom gentleman and server Dan. Go, go, go.
Fine,
go, go,
okay.
Move over. I'm the middle seat. Everyone knows I'm always the middle seat. Bathroom man and cream screamer. I don't even know what.
That's server Dan.
And I gotta say, I never get to just enjoy our podcast as as a fan.
Now I see what it's like, and I'm even madder about how little money they charge for this show.
Because now I see what put all these butts in the seats. It's this magic right here. Keep going, I'll stay out of your way.
Toilet Talk? Is it named for a podcast, Toilet Talk?
I think Tom already did that once.
Yeah, Tom did that once already. So, I guess
jiggle the handle.
Since we're here, we can do Hollywood Handbook since they're not there. So I guess we
I'm
have to keep
this.
The flame alive, right?
So, I love getting roasted.
Who wants to be Sean and who wants to be Hayes?
I'll be Sean.
Okay.
I guess I'll be Hayes.
All right, now I'm... And I'll
unless you want to...
I wouldn't want to be me either, honestly.
So we... Look.
Tom, can you be Brett? You can be Brett.
No, I'm Tom.
But where's Brett?
Something. Why would I suddenly be...
We don't
need
engineers. Like a Tom to me.
So,
and also who's going to be the bathroom man in this scenario?
Ben.
Is Tom the bathroom man?
Well, I think you guys need to sit where they were sitting.
Ah,
you guys need to become
yeah.
bathroom man and, was it Cream Screamer?
What's Let's go with
that's,
Cream
That's
Screamer.
Cream Dan, Tom.
Okay. So just pick up where the show left off. They were doing some...
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
He ate too many super berries. Now he has extreme powers.
So you have a question for me, Hayes?
Yes,
got me. Yes.
When are you gonna bring
not
the
knowing
best
what
show?
To do? Yes.
It's uncanny. And here I see myself, I've checked out.
Scared and disinterested. Yes.
So, but Tom, yeah? what's the ad you miss doing most? I think the Privloan one, that was a good one, right? The Weird Money one?
Oh, he's a Best Show fan. He's primarily a Best Show fan.
Exactly. All the Best Show fans, raise your hand.
Oh, nobody raised their hands. Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, no. Boy, oh, boy.
Oh, my God. More people knew Yondu. Oh, no.
Well,
people sat on their hands.
I saw one guy try to cut his hand off. He took out his keys and he started sawing at his wrist.
I'm
which is
just
like totally unnecessary. Just don't raise it.
So, which ad did I like the best? Now, that's an interesting question. If I think, I liked all of them the same, actually.
Always a good answer.
Build your website, brah.
There you go.
Another yes. Best Show fan.
Thank you.
No!
I do have a podcast-specific question, though. Certain people, Jake Vogelnest, think it's impossible to have a job and do a podcast. So when you get the big job, you cash out, right? You
I'm
going to
say here,
I
don't co-sign this. I'm going to defend Jake Vogelnest. This is server Dan. That was not Sean. That was server Dan.
But I think Vogelnest is doing the podcast but not releasing it. I think he's just like talking to a fabulous Stains poster in his room.
This feels like one of Sean's famous Vogelnest conspiracy theories.
Hayes? No, Sean and Hayes?
Uh-huh.
That was, yes. Why don't I, since it's your show, I'll go see if there's any questions from the audience for Hayes or Sean.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. If anybody has a question for Hayes or Sean, raise your hand, please. Okay.
What's Nick Weiger like in real life?
Oh, gosh. Oh.
A Doughboys fan. Great.
He tries hard, but he doesn't always land it, but you got to admire the guy. He's got good jokes, but not always good jokes. And he does like to talk about ejaculate a little too much. I wouldn't bring him to this show.
Why are these people more comfortable than me on the stage? Why? How do I get this ability?
They can't tell how they're doing.
I'm going to say that. It's a bad show. We should stop doing it. The clock is ticking. Let's just stop.
Oh, is the clock ticking down?
8:35.
You have a question? That should be enough time for people to file out of here.
This question is for Sean. Is it a good podcasting idea to say that you don't like doing your podcast every episode?
I do have to answer this. There have been a lot of conspiracy theories, and like people have been sort of freaking out about how we've been talking about how we're going to end the show. And I do want to address that on stage. So people don't worry, and like, so people don't wonder anymore and be scared. And the answer is, yes, we are ending the show.
A lot of people, you know, because we tease and we say, oh, we're ending the show, this is our last episode, and
we do it every week.
And we do it every single week, and we always say it, and then every, like, fourth week, people go, I think this time they're really ending the show.
Yes.
And I have to say, sometimes I actually feel bad, because a lot of people have said, like, oh, your show's, you know, one of the bright spots of my week, it gets me through a tough time. I don't want to scare those people and have them think it's ending, unless it really is ending, which it is.
It is. Yeah.
This is the last episode. Makes sense when you think about it.
Feels certainly like a natural stopping point to me.
We've been replaced. It was fun to do it. What else? Taking a break. Please subscribe. Please do rate us on iTunes.
Yes.
Now Apple Podcasts. Great rebrand. And and like our Facebook page, which is only going to be up for another week or so, right?
Yeah. And I should say, our archives will be going. They were on Howl, and then they were on Stitcher Premium.
Mm-hmm. Nothing keeps the same name.
Yeah. Good business model to be, like, make them find it.
Keep them guessing, yeah. If they're searching for you, you've already won.
It's like a sort
of
three-card Monty of business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now it's what? What is the new version? It's
Scripps Exclusive.
Scripps Exclusive, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have another question back here.
Dan just said I didn't say Apple Podcast. Does anybody want to tell him if I said it or not?
He did.
Oh, they're all raising their hands.
Yeah,
that he did.
And
say
everyone's hand went up.
I want to know from Sean and Hayes how crazy your Twin Peaks premiere party tonight is going to be.
It's going to be Lynchian. And almost surreal.
Yeah.
It'll be a dreamlike investigation of the
it's
human
be like, so here's,
consciousness.
Here's what it's going to be. You think when you enter the club, you're entering this like normal club where everyone's like suburban, just like normal
people.
Oh, yeah. People.
It's going to feel totally like wholesome, like a normal club.
Yes.
But just then under the
worms.
Surface.
Worms.
Worms right underneath.
Yes. In the ground.
In the,
thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Hey.
Take
the
your time.
The sickest thing you've ever pictured, worms in the ground.
I'm actually having a Twin Peaks party tonight, and mine is going to start off, it's going to be the strongest party you ever went to right off the bat, and then you're going to realize partway through I have no idea how to throw a party, and the party's not going to keep going on and on and on. You're going to be like, and then you're going to turn around and no one will be at the party. But then 20 years later, everybody will
yes.
talk about how it was the best party they ever went to.
Yes. And my, yes. And your version of the party is like, what if it's people you liked, but 90?
Final questions?
Uh-huh. Oh, were you talking to me?
Say who you're talking to, Tom.
Okay, you have a question for Hayes 1 or Hayes 2?
Or the Cream Screamer.
Original Hayes?
Hayes 1, Hayes 2, Sean 1, Sean 2.
Hayes and Sean won, respectively.
Respectfully, okay.
Respect. You guys did the Thank God It's the Guardians of the Galaxy original soundtrack podcast. And I was wondering, you brought up Miss Sloan. What would her awesome mixtape volume one look like?
Oh, wow. This is such a good question. Miss Sloan's no nonsense.
Can I just see, I just want everyone in the audience to have, can you come up on stage for a second, please? Right there. I want people to have the view that I've had of this person and how much she's been enjoying the show for the entire time. So have a seat and face out to the audience and just sit like you've been sitting for the entire show.
And I got to say, if you're not...
No, not like that.
If you're not sure if you're going to like our show, get in the front row. Yeah.
Take it way down, way
then
down.
You can really find out. And yes. If it turns out you don't, you'll have a really good angle to let us know. Hey, yes. Not for me.
Yes. This is way too big. I mean, now you're enjoying it, and I'm glad. But
and this is what it took. Yeah. You were going.
See, and now that
why
makes
am
you
I not
like,
on
now
stage?
Now you see the audience, and now you're enjoying the audience. Like they're giving you a better show than we were, and I'm glad. That's all I want. That's all I want. Is for people to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Go back to your seat.
Thank you.
Can I go?
It's that magic. If we're not doing it for them, maybe they can come up here and face the audience, and maybe that will be a better experience. You know?
Mm-hmm. So, is anyone else hating this? They want to look at the audience? The audience is doing nothing, which we were fully capable of doing, and usually do. But we tried to do a show for a little bit.
Yes. We had a guest at one point who has physically vanished for the last 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And he still haunts this theater.
Tom?
Yeah?
What you up to back there?
Actually, I have a question. Somebody has a question for you. Yeah, this is a question for Hayes and Sean. First of all, I know who Yondu is, and this is all stupid that they're making fun. Everybody raised their hand when Tom said the thing about Yondu. Secondly, the best show is really great, and Hollywood Handbook's just okay, and everybody kind of knows it, and that's my question.
Okay. I guess I would say, to answer your question... Probably taking care of business would be track one on Miss Sloan's mixtape. Because that's what she does. And we'll just hard cut everything in between that. I mean, you know, we've got a good 70 seconds left, yeah. But I feel like leave them wanting more.
Thank you, Bathroom Man.
Thank you.
Let it wash over you. These people are loving the bathroom stuff.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
He's talking. He was looking at the bathroom.
Please come back. We do a show on the 8th
floor
here
every
year.
Wait. Thank you, Server Dan is up here.
Thank you, Server Dan.
Thank you, Server Dan. Thank you to the Cream Screamer.
Thank you to the Vulture that stole a copy of New York Magazine and filled it with interesting cultural ideas. A lot of people don't know the origin story of this branch. Very sort of wry, clever Vulture snagged a copy of the magazine and then pecked in some articles about.
And we wanted to thank one more person. Oh. 3, 2, 1, 0. Thank you. We're out of time.
Thank you. Meg Ryan, Richard Gere, Michelle Pfeiffer, Rupert Grint.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.